This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey there, cat lovers. Welcome to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat. I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Prim, and I'm a small animal veterinarian and crazy cat lover. Today, I have with me a cool author, Francesco Marchigliani, who writes cat books and loves cats, and we're going to talk with him about his journey and his love of cats, and we'll be right back. Hey there, cat lovers. This is Dr. Cat from Nine Lives with Dr. Cat. Did you know that there are an estimated 70 to 100 million free-roaming cats in the United States? And without spay and neuter, that number is just going to keep growing. Not only does spaying and neutering humanely reduce the community cat population, but it also keeps cats healthier. Scooter, the neutered cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Visit his website, givethem10.org, to help pioneer a better world for cats. That's givethem10.org. Well, nine lives are great, but let's add another one and give them 10.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat on Pet Life Radio. So, I have Francesco with me here today. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am excellent. Perfect, even. So, I want you to tell my listeners about you, because I think that they will be perfectly delighted to hear your story. So, tell us, how did you get to be a cat lover?
That is from when I was a little kid. We had a Siamese cat, I think Seal Point, Bettina, and we also would feed all the strays, all the feral cats in the neighborhood. So I think at one time our house had about 14 feral cats, which I'm sure our neighbors just loved. And yeah, my dad loved cats, my mom. So it's always, I mean, we've had other animals. We had a dog, we had a canary, we had a turtle, we had animals. And yeah, it's been since the very beginning. And I've had cats as an adult. When I wrote my first book, I Could Pee on This and Other Poems by Cats. You see how I segued into that little plug there?
I did. That was skillful. Yes.
Yeah, no, that was smooth. No. I dedicated at the time to my two cats, Boris and Natasha. The recent book, here's another segue, clumsy, but just as well. Oh, It's You, Love Poems by Cats, is dedicated to my cats now, Kiki and Lilo. And they expect full credit whenever I mention any of these books.
Understand, yes. But you are not just a cat lover and you are not just a book writer. What other things, I know, but can you tell my listeners what other things that you do?
I know you want to buy the feds, Francesco. I mean, we just want to figure out at this point. I write two daily newspaper comic strips, Sally Forth and Judge Parker. It's one of these soap opera strips that's been around for a while. I've written for The Onion. I've written for Smosh. I've written for McSweeney's. I won two daytime Emmys for a children's program, writing for a PBS program. And yeah, it's basically, I just keep writing, you know, off the streets, out of trouble. Yeah.
Understood. I try to stay out of trouble too. So can you tell us what about cats kind of inspires you to write about them or for them?
Well, initially the first book, which is I Could Pee on This, came about because I had the two cats, Boris and Natasha. And after the second cat, Natasha, passed away, I was admittedly sad. And the way I can handle anything is by writing. But I didn't want to write anything sad because my time with them was enjoyable. It was just pure love. So I started writing as sort of a process for myself, poems supposedly written by them. And I posted it and my agent looked at it and we pitched, and that's how the book came about. But why I like cats is because when you first meet them, they can be a little inscrutable and you don't know what's going on. That's why a lot of people who don't like cats always go, I don't know what they're thinking. As if, you know, it's the animal's purpose to tell you exactly what's going on in their mind at all time. And It's fascinating because cats are constantly thinking. And it's fun to imagine what they are thinking based on the expressions they give you. Because say, unlike dogs, cats don't have the eyebrows to suddenly go, well, that, you know, the dog looks surprised. The dog looks startled. I'm just saying dogs always look startled. But with cats, it's interesting to judge because you know they're thinking at all times. You know they're always observing. And it seemed like a natural way to write in their voice. It was also a lot of fun. And it was also a lot of fun to write in a voice that an animal that occasionally, very adorably, can be destructive in your home.
That is true. And so it's the mystery of cats. I agree. I think cats are intriguing because it's not written on their face. So I love that that was your inspiration.
Oh, thank you. No, it was... And I think because of that, I've gotten closer with my pets and I don't observe them simply because, like, give me another book, you know. But you do pay attention to cats because, again, I think people who don't like cats think there's a distancing because they keep saying, I don't know what they're thinking. And so, like, you can tell. You can tell with any animal what's going on, how they approach you. I think a lot of people mistake cats for being cold or distant, which is remarkably untrue. Whenever I sit down, my two cats actually battle for my lap. And unfortunately, I've got large cats, not fat cats, but they look like baby pumas, essentially. Just, you know, black and white. They're large cats. And they are very affectionate. And I think it's important just to let people know how much goes on in their mind and just how much they aren't simply a matter of just napping and how much they aren't simply a matter of distant. I think cats are very loving animals. I think the reason people have, and I love dogs, so this is not a cat versus dog thing. I absolutely adore dogs. But I, by the way, you can tell that New York accent, dogs, you catch that? It's just cats. I think people reason that is like, well, dogs are just outwardly affectionate. Yes, they are. Cats are affectionate too. It's in their own manner. You know, with a dog, you can tell. Like, you know, the dog, the tail's wagging. They're having a great time. With a cat, if the tail's wagging, that can mean about 7 different things.
Yeah, I always joke and say that if you can get a cat to like you, it makes you feel good, like you've done something.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I had a friend who really didn't like cats, not because, you know, a cat mugged them at one point. They didn't have any bad interaction. They just didn't grow up with a cat. And my cat Boris, which was the previous cat, was a remarkably affectionate cat to a select group of people. And my cat Kiki is a remarkably affectionate cat to anyone within the 20-mile radius. And these are cats that when you meet them, they can turn people around. Just as I'm sure you've had pets and such who just, they do prove that there isn't one type. Are there cats that are basically go, leave me alone, I'm going to be under the bed for 6 years? Yeah, I think they're equally as fascinating. But yeah, I think it's a matter of just knowing, like anything else, there's a wide spectrum of behavior with cats.
We talk about cats and quirky behaviors a lot on this show. I have animal behaviorists come on and things. And one of them was like, cats are not quirky. Cats are just cats.
Yeah.
But I think that quirkiness, if you will, provides a really good platform for maybe some humorous moments. And I think that you're maximizing that. How do you cross that line or go right up to that line between making people laugh and making people maybe offended in defense of their cat?
Well, I hope I haven't gone into the offensive part. That would be, I don't know, what kind of books you think I'm writing here? No,
That's a different talk show.
After dark, we'll be back with Dr. Cat. No, part of it is simply, it is fun to think in their mind. I mean, you know, with anything else, I'm clearly anthropomorphizing the animal. But it is fun to imagine what is their thought when they're looking at a mirror or when they are basically just unrolling toilet paper right in front of you. Or as Lilo does, whenever I sit down to eat, Lilo sits next to me and just keeps patting my shoulder or my head. She'll pat my head, never scratch it, just constantly pat. I'll look at her, she'll nuzzle my head, I'll turn back to eat, and then the process begins. It is unending. And then I'll pull back and say, do you want to sit? She'll sit halfway through and go, nah. She'll go back up, and the patting is, I am pet throughout my entire meal on my head. And it's just what she does. It's how she wants to go. With Kiki in the middle of the night, I'll hear it 2 a.m. And at first, I didn't know what it was. I would get up, and on several occasions, what I have found is that Kiki has a they have a lot of toys, but Kiki has a favorite toy that's a little Chewbacca. And she'll put it into a different part of the room. She'll sit down to it, and she'll talk with it. On various occasions, I'll just go there, and she is just talking to me. It looks like a very late night talk show. And she's like, wah, 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 wah. I guess she hasn't figured out it hasn't talked back yet. And then she'll go to the bedroom with me, And then she'll sleep right in my shoulder every night, the same way. In fact, that's her in the background. And yeah, so this is the behavior that they do because, yeah, we can say it's quirky, but I think they're right. It's behavior. Everyone has quirks, and it's who they are.
And it's they're very, very interesting, I think.
Yeah.
I think. And it's a lot of fun. So I want to take a quick break and come back and chat with you a little bit more about your journey. So we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat on Pet Life Radio. So we're having tons of fun talking about cats and quirkiness and how they lend themselves to humorous writing. So, so I have another kind of thing I want to ask you about. For any of our listeners that might be aspiring to become writers, especially mm-hmm. in the realm of humor, do you have any advice to give them about things that you learned along your journey?
Well, I mean, essentially mine was I just kept writing and posting it online initially. And when these books came out, the first one came out, that was more the blogging era. So it'd be 2011, which is not the case here. And clearly this is more of a video-driven era right now. But what I found was I just kept sharing what I wrote. And I would just write any day. Sometimes, especially if it's humor, you would try to write what's happening now. There is... I'll give an example and I'll make it brief. So the first book, before that first book came out, so this is around 2011, 2010. By the way, the cats are chasing each other, knocking everything back in the background. So if you hear like structural damage, my cats. Yeah, all I need is them to hit the load-bearing wall and then we're all doomed in this apartment complex. But back then, this may go far back that it's actually hard to remember. So there was like, say, 2010, there was a, there was a weird Charlie Sheen interview. He had a weird radio interview that got a lot of press, and he just said kind of just very curious thing, same thing. So what I did is I just did pull quotes that night, and I put them in the photos of cats, pretending the cat said them. That's how I actually started getting attention, as weird as it is, because I posted on my blog, and at one point I got about 800,000 hits. My blog had never saw that again, by the way. And that's how I started the idea. It's like, oh, people like cats. I started writing cats. So you find an audience, especially one that you like writing about. But before that, I just wrote whatever I found funny. And I'm specifying for humor writing. But yeah, it is a matter of just write anything and share it. Build the audience, build it online, because it's the only way to do it right now, and share it. I will also say when you share and when you build, it depends. People handle it different ways. I do like having an agent. So, I mean, some people go, you don't need an agent. And I'm not going to argue that point either. I like having an agent because someone knows the legalese a lot more than I do. But it is a matter of building a portfolio and finding, all this seems to be saying about finding an audience, but the truth is it's about finding your voice. I've been doing this for a while, and I'm comfortable in my voice with this particular New York accent, but I'm saying my writing voice, that I kind of know how to approach things. With the cats, I do it from the cat's perspective, but I'm also doing it about things people can relate to. So even if you don't have a cat, you can relate to it. Again, this is the plug segue. So, Oh, It's You, Love Poems by Cats is put in four sections. And those sections are essentially meeting first, falling in love with your pet, having a long relationship with your pet, and then near the end of the relationship. And even if you don't have a cat, these are things everyone experiences who has a relationship. It's just in this case, it's through the relationship of a person and their cat. But it is something that other people who don't have the pet can also recognize. And I think that's an important thing. If you can find a way that makes it particular but universal. And my experience has always been the very particular is the most universal. If you can go into a very particular, very detailed, very kind of specific voice, you can write for everybody. If you try to write for everybody, there's a good chance you're going to say nothing that will stick. So my biggest point is like, be particular, but know that you're writing for the one thing, but try to write for the all as well. And it's not as hard as that. I just made it sound. It really isn't. And that's how I approach my writing. I hope
you made like memes with Charlie Sheen and cats.
I like how we all that. It's like, so let's go back to Charlie Sheen. Hold on, wait a minute.
Can we go back to that? Because that was truly
I gotta tell you, after that, I tuned out. I don't know what you said, blah, 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 cat, right, yes. But anyway, no, go ahead.
But that's really cool because you were just sort of having fun with that and you realized that other people love cats and you love cats. And so that's a really cool story. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, no, that is essentially how my cat book writing book. Yeah. Choose those three words, mix them as you will. Career got started. And right now I believe I have 7 books.
Okay, well, so that's a great segue because you can tell us the names of the books in case my listeners are now very, very intrigued about how to engineer their formulation of taking those words and making useful things. Books about cats, cat books. Yeah, and I think that they're super fun as a cat lover and they make great gifts. And so I need a list of them all and I need you to tell my listeners where they can find them.
All right. So this is going to be off the top of my head. So excuse me. When I Could Pee on This and Other Poems by Cats, that's the first book. And that's sort of the big book. That was followed by I Could Chew in This and Other Poems by Dogs. It's the one dog book. Again, I do love dogs. I actually love, as I said from childhood, I just love animals. If I have a pygmy goat in this apartment, that would be fantastic.
Me too.
Yes. Let's see. I Need My Mommy, which is a book by kittens. You Need More Sleep, advice by cats. And then there's Claw the System, poems by cats, essentially kind of a revolutionary cat book kind of thing. All Cats Are Introverts. And that book was specifically treating the aspect of the cats as introverts, which, as we know, introvert is not the same thing as shyness. So at no point was the book about cats being removed. It's more about cats finding the comfort they do. Because, you know, the joke has always been cats are introverts, dogs are extroverts. Neither is a bad thing. And quite honestly, everyone's a little bit of both, and the cats are a little bit as well, depending on their comfort level. And I Could Pee on This too, and more poems by cats. And the current one, Oh, It's You, Love Poems by Cats. Which
awesome. Hey, that was really good. Oh, that was really good. So I know that there are lots of places to find these. Do you have a website with all of your stuff in one place?
I do. And because this is it was more of a blog thing. So because this was started before the cats, the title is not in reference to cats. It's medium-large.com, which was a webcomic I did for a very long time while doing Sally Forth and Judge Parker. And that they have all the books there. I also have, problem is when I say my name, it is so long. So I apologize to anyone typing this out. I'm trying to find it. Facebook, it's Francesco Marciuliano Author, because I want to make sure it's got all the letters there.
I went with Dr. Cat, so.
No, you're much smarter than I am. Instagram is F Marciuliano, same with Twitter, and same with TikTok.
Excellent. Well, I went with Dr. Cat on most of that stuff too,
easy to brand. Well done on your part. I decide, here you go. Here's the most Italian thing you can ever handle. Enjoy.
Yeah. Yes. Well, so I have had so much fun talking to you. I love your work. I love your sense of humor. And I just really thank you for sharing yourself with us today.
Thank you so much. This has been a blast. And I am sorry that you only heard the cats in the distance, because sometimes I walk right in front of the keyboard and then you would have heard them typing blah, 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 and it would have been fantastic.
And I would love to meet them. So yes. Well, it was really super. And gosh, reach out to me anytime you publish a book and you can come back.
Thank you so much. This is great. I really do appreciate it.
Well, okay, so I want to thank my amazing producer, Mark Winter, because without him, we would not have all of this fun. And I want all of my listeners to go out and have a perfect day.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand. only on PetLifeRadio.com.